With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. As Governor Steve Bullock begins his final term, the Democrat is starting to raise money with ambitions of stepping onto the national political stage. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Bullock filed paperwork with federal election regulators Tuesday, creating the Big Sky Values Political Action Committee. The PAC will pay for Bullock to travel around the country and give speeches. Bullock will term out as governor in 2020. That year, Democrats will be looking for a challenger for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Steve Daines and a candidate to run against President Donald Trump. Bullock says it's too early to talk about his plans for when his term ends, but Robert Saldine, a political science professor at the University of Montana, says this confirms whispers among Democrats that Bullock could be an option for national office in 2020.
This is clearly the kind of stuff that you do if you're interested in becoming president, or even if you just want to consider it.
Saldine says Bullock is entering a national conversation where Democrats are battling among themselves, trying to decide what the party is going to look like in the future, after suffering losses in the presidency last November. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry says the Trump administration is pushing for increased exports of natural gas and other energy sources as it seeks U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Perry said he hasn't seen a department study into the reliability of the electric grid. A draft version leaked to news outlets indicates that renewable power and federal regulations have had little impact on reliability. Perry said today he's, quote, breathlessly waiting to get my hands, unquote, on the report.
I'm Eric Whitney. Most of the wildfires burning in Montana saw little growth yesterday, with the exception of the Park Creek fire burning about 5 miles north of Lincoln. The Park Creek is now estimated at about 1,600 acres. That's up from an estimate of 275 acres a day earlier. Fire managers say it grew so quickly due to red flag conditions pushing the fire into dense stands of dead timber. They also say that the fire is bounded by previously burned areas to the north and east, which should help limit its spread. Yesterday, a pair of spot fires were identified north of the Park Creek. Today, managers expected the fire to burn actively to the northeast, and crews plan to wrap the Stonewall Mountain Fire Lookout to protect it. There are currently 138 people fighting the Park Creek fire. Numerous national forest trails and roads in the area are closed. Also in Lewis and Clark County, people evacuated due to the Lookout fire 5 miles northwest of Wolf Creek are being allowed back into their homes. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton announced that at a staff meeting in Wolf Creek last night. Residents will be required to check in with the sheriff's staff located at a roadblock. The Lookout fire has burned 390 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says additional people and equipment assigned to the fire yesterday were able to keep it from growing. Fire managers are warning people in the Lincoln area to expect heavy fire-related traffic on Highway 200. The Lolo National Forest is continuing to monitor the Lolo Peak fire west of Missoula. That lightning-caused fire discovered Saturday is now estimated at 60 to 70 acres, and the majority of it is burning just within the northern boundary of the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. Forest managers say ground and/or aviation resources may be used against the Lolo Peak fire, but at this time, for safety reasons, firefighters are not engaging it on the ground due to its location in remote, rugged, and inaccessible terrain.
A state judge says a Billings attorney violated the rules of professional conduct by trying to obstruct access to evidence in a campaign finance investigation. District Judge Kathy Seeley of Helena ordered attorney Emily Jones to pay reasonable costs incurred by the Commissioner of Political Practices to overcome her interference in the investigation into the 2012 campaign activities of the Montana Growth Network. The costs have yet to be determined. Seeley also forwarded her July 12th ruling to the Office of Disciplinary Counsel for consideration of an ethical complaint against Jones. The commissioner's case against Montana Growth Network is still ongoing. The Missoula-based Washington Companies has an agreement to buy a Canadian diamond mining company for $1.2 billion. Shareholders of Dominion Diamond and Canadian investment regulators must approve the deal, which offered shareholders $14.25 cash per share. The company's board of directors unanimously supports the sale. Dominion Diamond has a controlling interest in the Ekati mine and a 40% stake in the Diavik mine, both of which produce gem-quality diamonds in the Northwest Territories. Washington Company's president, Lawrence Simpkins, says Dominion Mines owns the Canada Mark trademark, an assurance that the diamonds are responsibly mined and unaltered by heat treating or cavity filling. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.